Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is. DJ Scream is here. Big Bank is here. You know what, Bank? Today you're going to introduce everybody because I don't know everybody's name. Go for it, Bank.
The fam in this
bitch. The fam is in this
Big Facts. Yes, sir.
There you go. What's up, fam?
What's up?
What's up with everybody?
What's going on?
What's up with everybody? What's the good word of the day? You know how we got to start it off. What's the good word for today?
Accountability.
Shit, we talk about that shit all the time.
Well, we got to talk about it. That's just the word.
Well, look
it
up. What it is.
What is accountability? What's the definition of accountability?
The fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility. Their lack of accountability has corroded public respect.
All right, so what you want to say in
which
respect
one
to
that is?
Accountability.
You know, we go to the
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Urban Dictionary.
Pull up the Urban Dictionary.
So these folks understand what they're doing, man.
Right. Accountability. What is accountability in the Urban Dictionary? Big Facts Friday.
What's your definition of accountability?
Being responsible for your shit.
Damn,
whatever you do, you got to be responsible for this shit. That's what it say?
It has some bullshit as first definition.
It definitely has some bullshit.
Urban Dictionary is some bullshit.
I believe in the Urban Dictionary. And this
what
right
is generally
here.
Lacking in the chambers of Congress and the boardrooms of Fortune 500
corporations. Look at screen face. Look at screen.
What?
It's some bullshit.
Accountability.
What is lacking in the government is basically, that's what it says?
Yeah, yes. Basically.
No, accountability is being responsible for the shit that you do. So whatever you do, is a cause and effect. You got to stand.
Yeah.
That's what accountability.
Even if it's some bullshit,
you got to take responsibility. But see, motherfuckers will do some bullshit and try to blame it on every circumstance instead of just owning like I did some bullshit.
That's why I was gonna say that victim mentality.
Exactly. What's mentality?
Victim mentality.
Oh, the victim mentality.
That's everybody. That's everybody play victim, man.
Everybody, what you mean?
Mostly.
Some people know how to say I fucked up.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody else, I mean.
Majority. What?
And the second word of the day, narcissist.
Y'all call me what y'all want to call me.
Here we go.
I said I was.
You definitely said you were a narcissist.
But some of that shit I ain't. In that.
He's not a narcissist.
He's not all the
he
way.
He said he has narcissistic traits. Ways.
No, traits.
I got it.
We all have narcissists.
Y'all say if a nigga got them, if my girl come say something to me and she caught me cheating or some shit, and I be like, well, I'm cheating because...
Because you ain't
suck
doing
my
it.
Dick how I want you to.
Yeah.
Y'all say that's a narcissist.
Yes.
How?
That's
that could be my reason for real.
No, that's some bullshit.
Because if you want your dick, instead of just saying I cheated because I cheated.
Exactly.
I cheated because what if I done told you?
Right.
Bro.
You didn't tell
What me. If I done told you?
Yeah.
What if I you ain't doing the shit how I want you to do it.
It's messed exactly. up. You all. He can't have expectations.
What about his feelings?
Right. Oh, some bullshit
already.
So how you got a reason you're a narcissist?
No. We're not saying that.
It's like manipulation.
If my wife come tell me anything that I'm lacking, me as a husband, I'm going to try my best to pick up on that.
Okay, that's fine.
You know what I'm saying? So, because yes. I don't want you looking for shit else. That you know what I'm saying?
Well, we talk about
we're talking about the
of
lack of accountability.
That's what I'm saying. If I tell you, I asked you.
But if you didn't tell her, that's what we say.
You're never going to go to the
and then you got caught. And now you got a reason. Instead of just saying, I fucked up. I got
no reason afterwards. I'm just not taking accountability.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
Like, I'm just gonna be you tripping.
You tripping.
That didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
It's right there. Why you had to catch me? Didn't happen.
Why you had to catch me?
Why, so you, that's, why you looking for?
You should have been minding your business.
Who told you to do that?
Wow.
I saw something in your phone. Why you go through my phone?
Where have you ever done that?
So I'm saying that's wrong. Straight up. You feel like that's wrong. For a nigga feel like you shouldn't go on my phone. Huh?
What if a female?
I ain't going to your phone. I ain't going in your phone. Why?
You never went nobody.
No.
We ain't talking. So the
because I know whatever in there, I don't want to see it.
You said that before. Even if it ain't shit. Even if it ain't shit, I'ma see something. I'ma think it's shit. I'ma think it's something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So now you're gonna run yourself crazy. I'm too petty.
We've been down.
So I see anything like a heart fade, bitch. What that mean?
Yeah.
So why I mean looking at that?
Yeah.
We've been down this road.
I agree. I say
and to me, they're like my phone.
I agree. I
they're like you still
like
going to somebody. So what this make me?
You know why she went through the phone?
She was already looking for
female
something.
Intuition. We don't talk about that shit. Yeah, she already knows female intuition.
See what they can do. That means this, I can do this.
Fact.
No, that's some bullshit.
Sometimes
fact.
That's the truth.
But if you feel like
they're doing
something,
I really
want to
go out. I'm
going
to go out. You can't.
People, though, we talked
about
that.
And then when I get caught up about my shit, I'm gonna tell you
what you did.
What you did?
Okay.
Come on, bro.
You narcissist too.
Why are you in my phone for one?
Sus.
Because we already know. We just need it.
That's what we always say. They already know.
You know we already know it.
Not always, because I think of the worst shit about everybody.
There's an exception to every rule.
So how you always know?
Women be knowing shit.
Y'all just go to the gas station.
They are insecure.
Because it's that easy for real.
Because you know
what it is. That easy for real.
Nobody wants to think that. That shit come in your mind. You know what I'm saying?
And some niggas just don't know how to play it off smooth. Like, y'all be looking guilty.
Y'all ever
how a nigga look guilty? He ain't did shit.
No.
That's niggas that shit when female be wrong. You're that ain't intuition.
That's not narcissism. That's
no, no, no,
shit
no,
going
no,
on.
Those no, niggas be looking guilty.
Trust. Love don't care about trust. Then what's trust without love?
I mean, shit, what? You can love somebody and they can kill you. So, I don't think love got nothing to do with trust. Trust is a whole different emotion from love. Trust will fuck love up.
It's a good topic. What's that? Love versus trust? Huh? Love versus trust? Is that a topic?
Yeah.
Love versus trust.
Love versus trust. Is that what trust. She said? That's what she said?
I don't think love care about trust. I don't think either of those have
been. Never.
But if you ain't got trust, how you got
you cannot trust somebody and love them to death. That's why you shouldn't believe
for real.
That exactly. Is so true. That's so true. She
that's a big fact.
That's a fact.
Oh, that big fact.
That's a fact.
But I love a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I can't debate with that.
Nah, that's you're
truth,
right. That's
the truth. Yeah. How can you, when you trust in something, you really making yourself, putting yourself in a vulnerable state?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're showing a weakness, too.
Other than what your mind really telling you about something. That's what trust is.
But you don't think, like,
you got
trust.
All these other emotions.
You don't think trust plus love is like an inseparable bond if you do have both of them together? If you can have both of them together?
But how you going to have it together, though?
Trust
in this world we live in.
Trust is a bonus to love. Like, you can love somebody, but you don't trust them. But if you trust them, shit.
Yeah.
You shouldn't trust me.
That's a bonus.
You trust
me.
Yeah.
No, trust is the bonus. Yeah, trust. Yeah, trust is
that's
the bonus.
So love is the bonus.
But I,
no, trust.
But wouldn't trust come with like unconditional love? Because if you love somebody unconditionally, no, for real. If you love somebody unconditionally, you trust them with all of you. Like you can't sit here and say
but
like.
But it's different types of trust in relationships.
Yeah, definitely true.
I trust that you won't. Goddamn.
I can trust you with this money, but I can't trust you to go. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can trust you that I can go to sleep around you.
Yeah, a nigga trust a nigga to go bust all kind of fight with you, but you won't tell him what that sack is.
Facts.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, trust. Yeah. All right.
Big different levels, different kind that's of trust.
Yeah, it's different.
So
okay.
Can you trust everybody the same?
No.
No.
Hell no.
You got to care about it different.
You gotta care.
You gotta weigh him, put your ass on
situational.
That scale.
Yeah, situation. It's
a whole lot of
scale. Weigh him up.
Weigh it up.
But ain't trust and love just security in a relationship? So if you don't trust that person, how you feel secure with them?
It's just that's crazy. That's what a different type
that
of trust.
That nigga that smart.
That's what a different type of trust come in at though.
Yeah, different type.
But that's what I'm talking about. But the thing is, the first foundation of trust is like you intruding into like my phone. Go back to that, right? You not secure with us yet.
And I don't trust
you. Bitch gonna go through your phone forever.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's a mental, man.
Yeah.
Certain shit just gonna be because
it just depends. Yeah.
Do you think people that don't trust people don't really trust they self?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
It depends.
Nah, I think it's 50-50.
I know the shit I do. That would make me look
that
like
could be
you
part of it
too.
But that's sometimes it's just the shit. Sometimes it's just the shit people been through.
Experience is the best teacher. So that's what shit you've been through, you'll be like, I ain't going for that. I don't seen it before. Like, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like, big facts. Yeah.
I already seen it. Not even you. It could have been in your household where you don't seen your uncle or your people went through it. You be like, oh, that didn't turn out right. Yeah. But, so I ain't going down that way.
With other situations and some shit where it's like, nah.
But don't you think, like let's just say friendships or business relationships or even relationships, like, don't everybody kind of deserve a clean slate? Ain't that kind of, I feel what you're saying. I agree because I'm that way.
Hell
no. So no clean slate.
I think anybody, any relationship,
that's going to make it hard.
You can't earn it. You got to get your respect.
You got to earn it for sure. But so how you going to get a clean slate? You going to start day on the bullshit?
Yes.
So you start day one.
Everybody on bullshit until they prove they not on bullshit.
Nah, I can go for it. You give people a clean slate.
No, not opening up. I'm just saying. You just be somebody and be like, they a fuck nigga.
No, not everybody.
Not everybody.
Not somebody.
Bro, you can
bullshit.
Prejudge everybody off energy.
Everybody off energy. I know if you a fuck nigga or not, man.
Because I done seen you before,
but you can be wrong.
It's somebody else,
but you can be wrong.
You can be wrong.
But what you rather be?
You rather be protected.
I rather be wrong.
Rather be wrong and protected. I can dig that.
Nah, you really can't be wrong.
You can't be wrong. You don't see it. You ain't never been wrong either way.
You ain't never thought somebody was solid and they end up being some bullshit and vice versa.
Yes, so you
can be wrong.
Nah, you can be wrong.
But now you can for sure be wrong. Real for a long time.
So you wrong.
So they go through a situation.
They just never showed you no flaw or no fake shit.
Yeah.
They just always had it covered up.
That's
you.
A fact. Yeah. That's
until
a
they
fact.
Got around, like I get around screen, I be fakey fuck. I get around big, hell no, I'm putting my shit. We suited and booted.
Mm. Yeah.
So I can't, you know what I'm saying? That's how a nigga do. Depending on who the people they around.
I done prejudge some nigga before. People, women, people, kids, everybody be like, damn, you ain't who I thought you were.
Yeah.
Like, if I knew you from Instagram or just hearing people, then I meet you and be like, nah, I fuck with this nigga.
Mm-hmm. That's
you get what I'm saying? Like, you can be wrong.
You can be wrong.
You definitely can be wrong.
But you
I
ain't wrong
about somebody off what somebody else.
If I didn't
the information
know
that you got.
You said if I done been around you. And smelt the vibe.
Yeah,
you ain't wrong.
No, you ain't wrong. But somebody else don't told you you planted this seed in your head.
But even if you smell the vibe, it ain't what you think it is, but you see that. Damn,
okay,
damn, they wasn't like I thought they was. You was wrong. Like, it's niggas
I met.
I thought they was fuck niggas. They ended up being cool as fuck.
It can happen.
Nigga,
can.
Show me a fuck nigga. I'm
going to
give my opportunity in the world. I ain't going to judge
until
you show me.
That's fair.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's just like a relationship.
You can't say that, though. You can't say that, though. You always watching a nigga with your third eye. So you already thinking he'll fuck nigga.
I'll bet.
Oh, fuck who you meet.
That's human tendency.
You gotta do certain shit.
Like,
you just being cautious.
You gonna look at your rear view. You gotta look at your rear view. You gotta do that.
I've been gonna see this shit so many
times. Everybody in here gonna have
so many variations of this shit. Well, what? Like, shit, everybody fuck nigga.
Yeah. Until you tell me.
Until proven otherwise.
Until proven.
Guilty to proven innocent.
Yeah, like, it come with the territory. Like, nigga be worried about they ops, bro. You better worry about regular shit going on. Regular shit going on. Like, not no op shit. Niggas just getting their ass blamped and robbed and all kind of shit about, what you call it? Random.
Random.
Yeah.
Civilians.
Yeah.
Rubs.
Yeah.
Shit, this shit randomly happened.
It's what?
Randomly.
Randomly.
Man, nigga better got now. The world.
Randomly.
Like, I ain't saying person. The world, to me, the world is some fuck shit right now.
No, for sure. For sure. Big facts.
Ain't no morals.
Yeah, it's over with. It's no rules.
Because everybody looking out for themselves.
Nobody cares about nobody else.
But damn, I, like, this might fuck up this whole generation of family and shit, but I don't give a fuck. I benefit from it, so shit.
Yep.
That's how niggas moving.
I mean, you just bust around old people like, my bad, my bad. You don't even
you don't see that
that's
no more.
They clicking out, jumping on them.
You don't even see people get up when they see old people walk in no more. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I seen this video on social media. I ain't never wanted to punch a kid so bad in my life. This little kid kick his grandma, kick her down.
I wanted to go
and
some
and somebody and niggas was recording this shit.
I wanted to go through the stream.
And then they start it looks like two or three of them start jumping around. I'm like, what the
shit?
I ain't never wanted to hit a kid so bad in my life. He's screaming over it too.
Bro,
I was, one kid, that's all it took.
I would have told his ass up. He would have kicked my grandma.
He couldn't have been.
I don't care whose son this is. I would have told his ass up. He would have kicked my grandma like that.
And
now see your mom and dad. Let them come see me too.
They next.
They next for that kick. The shit he did to that lady. I would have beat that boy ass.
Hold
on,
hold on, hold on. Nah, he just got the nut. Just say what you say.
I'm like that mama and daddy for you. That's a kid being a kid. And nobody stepping in and teaching that kid. Their mom and dad clearly not teaching them nothing, but y'all like, oh, these kids.
I can't blame.
I thought you said what the grandma did.
No. What the granny did?
Boy, you some bullshit, man. Man, what the what?
You saying grandma deserved
it? No.
That's fucked up.
Basically. Basically, that's what he said.
That's what you say. Basically saying, though.
Mama was fucked up.
No, he's saying that they learned that type of behavior from the parents, but
the parents had already been doing that to the grandma.
Yeah, because shit, the kids is only gonna do what they see the parents doing. Shit, as
not even that, they just knowing
some of them folks be having demons in them though.
Oh God,
grandma would have got there. See, my grandma would dip. She'd have popped him.
Yeah. My grandma would have shot me too.
Shot,
straight up. My grandma, they scrap.
Scrape him up.
Yeah.
Scrape him up.
Like, these kids ain't scared enough, bro. I used to be scared when I go home, bro.
The shit was so.
That age, like.
The shit. That shit was so crazy, bro. She got down. Boom. Kicked grandma in the stomach. Like, bro, nigga need to get.
Man, he kicked that lady down, man.
Down.
Fell,
for real, I ain't see that shit,
bro. You don't want to see
another video where they jump the teacher?
They jumped the teacher.
Yeah, you was one on one though. You was getting
that
handled.
Kid just whooped that.
Bro, them kids was they strong.
Yeah,
he was one on one.
You got trauma.
You was one on one.
He let him whoop his ass.
I didn't let him do nothing.
Yeah, let the teacher, let the kid whoop his ass.
They was flipping bean bags over his
feet. That kid whooped your feet.
The kid's bad as fuck. And they get it from their family.
Look at him.
They get it from the family.
Because the mama came up there and still wanted to ass.
Exactly. She's like, well, what you do to make him do that?
What?
I quit. I'm done.
Oh, I quit.
Exactly.
What's the end game for all this shit? We saying the world is fucked up. Right, but what's the end game? What's the end game? Where are we going?
I mean, at this point,
pray, take care of your pops.
Yeah, take care of your people.
Hey.
They went over the edge.
Yeah, all the way over.
All the way.
Nah, pray and take care of your people, especially your ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Number one. That's the number one rule.
This shit different from what I've been seeing.
And be kind to whoever you can, whenever you can.
Good character. We call that good character. You got to have good character.
I mean, it depends on what's happening in the given scenario, right?
Do y'all believe in giving the same energy back, good or bad?
No.
What you mean? Like, they give it to you first?
Yeah, like, just whatever. Like, good or bad, just match energy. Whatever you want, I'm on.
Match energy?
I'm on.
Yeah.
I'm on whatever.
I feel like any other person kind of, like, controlling you if you match with
them. Nah, you can give them. You ain't got to give them the worst energy, but you can just kind of reciprocate it without playing yourself.
Yeah, I match energy.
But what if they overdoing it?
Right, like, they
trying to make you.
To the limit.
Yeah. Then you got to be smarter.
As long as it's not.
You got to be smarter not to.
Go to the limit.
Don't go to the limit.
Then they win.
Don't put yourself in a situation where you get killed or you got them get incarcerated forever. But outside of that shit, you know.
Did you join in the circus for real at that point? Oh, yeah.
It's like Tip Son again. A nigga making you angry. Remember what Damani said?
feel lame.
He said he feel lame. I'm just saying, like,
if a nigga energy, up on you, how you gonna get a nigga up off of you?
Oh, we're not talking about that. If a nigga on you,
he on bullshit.
Yeah, that's it.
I ain't talking about no clown shit. I ain't saying, I'm talking about, like, energy. Like,
energy, man.
You know he don't fuck with you. Do you continue to try to fuck with a nigga?
No.
You go handle your business. If you don't gotta deal with him, shit, don't deal with him.
Yeah, I just messed
up. Me, I definitely met energy. I can't change it. That's just how I am. I met you.
Man, fuck these niggas.
Well, yeah. What about with female? With your girl, you think, and to your, with your dude, do you goddamn play it how she play it or play it how he play it? Like,
no, as a man,
nah, you just
no.
Go.
No, I'm not being petty.
As a woman, sometimes we purposely petty. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I can't deal with nobody.
So
you
like,
can't
we stick, know what's gonna make
you can't
sick.
Go.
Sometimes
you can't go there.
Women
and
test
with
like,
it.
We
you
just
can't,
know
you can't
what's
can't
gonna
get
make
tangled up with the female shit. You just
yeah.
Gotta
some women test.
You gotta look over there. You gotta be
a man. Can't take us serious.
Just keep it a player all the time.
What you
say?
A man shouldn't take his girl serious all the time. Nah, no purpose. We gonna press your butt.
I do. Sound like some bullshit.
No, that's not bullshit.
Yeah, that shit serious.
Like, why would you do that? Somebody that you supposed to love.
I'm not an average girlfriend. I try not to push buttons and stuff. We get to argue something,
I ain't saying like on an argument shit. Like, I ain't saying like push your buttons on like to fight and make shit serious, but like, you know,
but I know
like,
girls that do that purposely.
No, not to fight. I don't fight with niggas and all that shit. I ain't with
I don't
none of
physically.
That. I don't do none of that. I'm talking about like that. Not yeah. Even on no
but
arguing
just
shit. Just being
shit,
petty. Like, I know. Yeah, I know. Like, we over there doing
ish.
This, and I'ma slam those. Just
ish.
I know it's gonna make
yeah,
them
we
look
call
up.
That ish.
Or I'ma hit them behind the head. Like, you girls do shit to
yeah,
be petty. Like, we do shit just to be petty, just to get a reaction.
Is that just a nigga to see if he weak type shit?
Not necessarily.
Certain brothers don't play. Like
some
that though. Certain people
attention.
Do it, certain
yeah,
people
yeah,
don't.
It's more so attention.
Yeah, you do that to certain niggas. Like
yeah,
some brothers don't niggas. Play like
yeah,
that.
We
like,
nipping that shit in the butt. Hey, I'm slamming goddamn doors and shit, man. See
yeah, yeah, yeah on so I don't play like that.
Fuck wrong with you, you upset?
Yeah.
Get to the bottom of this shit.
Yeah, right. Put that shit, put it on the scale.
Hit it, teddy too. I'm gonna slam some doors too this. I don't know. I'm matching.
I don't really play like that.
Yeah. I mean, I match energy too, so I'm with the matching of the energy.
I match energy because I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you on bullshit, I'm on bullshit.
You all right?
Why
yeah.
Why you... Why? Why?
Why
I got
why we doing this?
Yeah,
I got some shit going on.
You mad?
Me.
I'm mad. So now what?
I know you don't like nobody.
Yeah, what you got shit going on in me?
Yeah, let me know what's going on though, because you mad at me and I don't know what the
what's going
is.
On. Yeah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if you can't read the energy, though? That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You know them complex people are like, damn, I don't know what they on. They just
I think at that point
different.
It's a talk.
You gotta call
them it's communication. You should
you talk about a relationship?
Just general.
If I just can't read your energy, I don't know. I just, shit.
You gonna sell this bad?
I ain't gonna let you read mine either, huh?
You gonna return it, man.
Yeah.
You return it.
You did, you something? I gotta be something else then. Like, you too sleek, kid.
Right, exactly.
Nah, but for real, I don't know, man. This shit just, I know we ain't gonna turn shit to a relationship, but I just be thinking, like, do you niggas supposed to match their energy or they female? Or like, just say, if you came in the house, and your girl's in there acting like she don't want to be bothered. Do you got now they went wrong. Do you do all that or what?
No, women.
Now you gotta ask everybody what they'll do though. You gotta ask everybody like,
yeah, what you'll do? What you do, Tata?
I like me, like you saying, like, my, if I come in and have my girl acting out like that,
I'm
just off top. I'd be like, yeah, you all right? Just to see if she all right. If she act like she don't want to talk, then I'm like, shit, I'm going there smoking, boy. Go to sleep or something. Like,
she not about to fuck up my
thing. She don't want to be bald.
As a girl, that sometimes we want you to like chase. That. Like, it's the
I ain't
just
doing
do it
that.
Like once or twice. You ain't, I ain't gonna do it like all night. Like, sometimes as a girl, you want to be like, man, come, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's girls be just wanting a little chase a little bit.
Man,
I don't think
woman,
it's an all night thing.
When you want, when you
if she doing it
like
all night, then I'm with you.
Ready
go
to
smoke.
Talk like an adult. I'm being pretty
most of the time, it ain't even nothing that's really wrong.
Big.
Because I don't like
big
that shit. Because energy transfers and shit, right? So it's sometimes I don't even want to. If I know, if I ask you this question, you about to give me some bullshit, I'm not even going to ask you. I'm not even going to call you back. Cause I know you about to hit me with some bullshit, and it's gonna fuck up my day. So protect my peace and protect my energy, cause I'm in a good space. I'm not even gonna talk to you.
Well, we was talking about coming in the bed.
That's the same shit. If y'all know your energy fucked up, if I sense your energy field is fucked up, I'm gonna avoid that motherfucker at all costs. When you're ready to talk, like an adult.
For women, get
I'll be over here.
Women get
what about
three,
you, Ty?
Women get 3-4 days out the month hopes. That they get kind of complicated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that time.
3-4 days out the month, it just ain't gonna make sense.
I just feel like
most women.
I just feel like me. If you acting like that, then you acting. We acting like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say some fuck shit at first.
See, I've been in this shit so long. Like it's different.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, real shit. Like what you? What wrong? Like what the hell? What wrong with you?
And it's a real concern. Like
yeah, like because if you upset, I feel like I'm the one made you upset.
What are you going to
drag
that on, or are you
going to
ask
me? I'm going to say, what's wrong? Yeah. I just don't want to be bothered. Okay, you don't want to be bothered, then shit. What I supposed to do? What you supposed to do?
I mean, I read goddamn this book called The Way of Superior Man.
Yeah, I got it. I just sent it to him.
They broke that shit.
They say you're supposed to do it.
You supposed to really, your girl.
Press up. You supposed to press.
You supposed to press up because she communicate that something's wrong and that she wants you to goddamn help.
Okay, but I'm saying when you do that, how long do you do that?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a limit. You feel me?
Once or twice.
That's what I said. Once or twice.
Twice. Too good. Like,
too good.
Like real good.
Not
the
bullshit.
Like, what wrong with you?
Ask
it like that.
Said,
but she ready to talk.
Now he made him want to
talk.
Me either. Exactly. Me either. So how my feelings can't get hurt from that?
Your feelings can get hurt.
Like niggas ain't got feelings though.
Yo, 2 days later, I don't want to talk.
Yes, you are right.
Huh?
You are right. But you ain't never had a day where you just want to be left the fuck alone. No matter who it is.
Yes.
We also gotta be entitled to that day.
When you're in a relationship, you gotta explain that to that person.
Yeah, you can't have explain or tell.
Fucked up.
You gotta explain. You gotta say
explain or tell.
Tell.
You gotta tell. Leave me the fuck alone today.
You gotta.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
I deserve more than that.
You gotta explain it too, Scream.
I deserve more than that. Hey, what's going on?
So you explain every time. And you explain every time.
I'm gonna say something.
Yeah.
Say something. No, for sure. That's telling.
I'm gonna say something like,
might not go
it
death.
Ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm gonna let you know it ain't got nothing
there
to do
you go.
With you.
Oh, right. That's fair.
That's the first thing I'm gonna say. Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with you. Just give me a minute.
Yeah.
So shit like that.
That'll end a lot of the drama in relationships. Motherfucker don't even be saying that.
No, hold on. As a woman, if you tell a woman it ain't got nothing to do with you, now she want to know, like, okay, now what's wrong now? Let me help you figure out what's going on. Who it got to do with you?
Why ain't your partner? Like,
my favorite line, I just be like, shit, I need some rest. I'm tired.
And there are certain shit that even if I tell you, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. It's literally nothing that you're going to be able to do to help you with this situation. So instead of putting the negative shit that I'm dealing with on you,
I need some rest.
Let me work through my emotions. Motherfuckers do not know how to work through their emotions. I do. Let me relax. Let me figure this shit out, and then I'm going to get back to you when I'm in a better space.
What?
I'm gonna leave this.
He had to get that off his chest. He talking to somebody, y'all. Hey. He talking to
she
somebody.
Heard you yet?
She heard you.
She heard you yet?
You can also overtalk.
She blocked me, bro.
Like, oh, she blocked me.
She don't see this. All right.
You can overtalk, too. I don't know. Every situation is situational. But I feel what you're saying.
Big facts therapy group.
I feel what you're saying.
What you going to do, Shrink?
What you mean?
You going to keep pressing?
Nah.
How many times
what's wrong with you? I don't feel like being bothered. All right.
Let me just slap.
What?
That ain't saying it's going to be like that permanently, but I know that I got a fucked up temper, so sometimes it's just like, I don't want to talk to nobody right now. To give me about 3 hours. You see what I'm saying? Temper. I do. People don't know, but I got a fucked up temper, but it's like, you might, everybody done been so hot about some shit, regardless of what it is, that you just need, like you say, it might be 10 seconds. You just might not feel like being bothered. I think everybody should.
I think it's the way you say it, though.
Mm-hmm. Not leave me the fuck alone.
Like, if you're in a relationship, yeah, with a person, the way you say it,
yeah,
it's like how you say it. Because I had to learn that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't goddamn be the nigga just always stuck inside my own. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Mm-hmm. So I have to understand when somebody else be stuck inside their shit because it might not be with me.
That's what I'm saying.
But okay, now this shit lingering on. Like,
yeah, if it's lingering on, that's a problem.
Yeah, so, like, what do you do?
All you can do is try to address it. But if they don't want to talk about it, you can't make somebody talk about some shit they don't want to talk about. So does that mean that they don't love you or the trust is there and all the shit we were saying earlier? I don't think that means they just might. Some people can't express themselves.
That is there a time limit on that, though?
Nah, they might.
I don't know how you. Some people express themselves too much and some people can't express themselves.
They might not be able to express it to you.
Nah, some people can't express themselves, period.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? They just,
you know what I'm saying? They might not be able to express it to you, and they don't know how you're going to take it.
Yeah, if you can't express yourself, period, you don't even be starting no friendships, no relationships.
Damn, that's fucked up.
But
a friend person gonna be alone and depressed,
you
bro.
You need to go work on that first, though. Yeah. Friendships and relationships.
You got to get yourself right.
Yourself. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to get yourself right.
Like, you can have friendships with people and not express yourself.
No, you cannot.
How? A lot of people love through that shit.
Now
would they be stressed out?
Really, yeah, exactly.
Right, that's a toxic relationship.
Not necessarily.
They're gonna be stressed out, man. Their blood pressure gonna be high.
Bro, if I don't know how to express myself and I'm not fucking with you right now, I don't know how to express myself. We're gonna stop fucking with each other. I'm gonna stop fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's gonna go. So you don't even need to make no friends right now. You need to go to therapy or something.
Or just learn how to socialize with people. Yeah, like learn the basic before you start trying to get into some advanced shit.
Yeah.
Some advanced shit. I don't think being having friendships are advanced. Like,
no,
I don't look at it like that. Like,
learning how to talk to people.
You might learn how to. You might have to get into a relationship to learn how to express yourself.
Yeah. So you gotta use somebody else's your emotional.
Not using this is part of the shit.
That's fucked up.
Everybody had a first relationship.
That's fucked up.
Everybody had a first relationship.
Oh yeah, tell me about somebody did you like that?
Yeah, he going through a heartbreak right now, y'all.
Not right now, but I'm saying, but damn, don't make a nigga your emotional test. I'm like,
nah,
let me try some shit out.
Bro. All that shit is a test. When you start, when you it all is a test. Yeah, you gotta learn.
You should have relationships, but you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
You could have serious ones. Is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't like. In relationships, because you don't know how to express yourself, I guess.
You should tell that person. You should tell that person, I don't know how to express myself. That's what you should do. Yeah. That's the answer. Yeah.
That's expressing yourself.
And that's a fact, too.
You tell them, you don't know how to express yourself, you don't even know how to do that, huh?
I was saying, like, that ain't fully expressing myself.
What you think it is to make niggas not be able to express themselves?
I think for the most part, like, you kind of. It's kind of our community, like, don't express yourself. Like, a lot of people just holding shit in. And I think now it's becoming cool, like, go get therapy, talk, bro, let it out, bro, because we don't see people, like, take their life.
Man, you nigga do this shit every day on Instagram, man. You know everybody going through on that Instagram page.
Especially Facebook.
Nah, that shit don't be what niggas really going through.
Yeah.
Nah.
You talking like on the story with a shit that you share.
Oh, you talking about that type shit. Yeah. Okay, some story shit.
Emotionally as fuck.
So but we don't see it. We don't see
him and his girl getting into it right now. I can tell by they post.
Yeah.
You see the memes and shit niggas be posting.
Definitely.
But we don't see people see
I definitely be tapping and take pictures on my page when I get mad at her. Take this bitch on my page. Nothing else like that petty, like, take her down.
But we'll see people appear to be happy as fuck too and take their own life.
I know, that's brother.
Yeah.
You know. So talking about expressing themselves.
Just express. You saying that when they want to,
niggas,
they can.
No, niggas is doing that shit daily.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes just type your shit out. Yo, get it out your body.
like he'll get it off the ocean. Like this type putting some shit on social media. It's kind of like a diary.
They definitely put it on Twitter.
But is that right though to be putting your relationship on Instagram or some shit?
You ain't no right or
that's
wrong.
That's what it was meant for.
They therapy. They therapy.
That's what it meant.
That's not what it meant.
That ain't what it meant for.
That's what it was meant for.
That's what they using it for.
Social media, like when social media first came, it was like, especially Twitter, it was there to express your thoughts, bro.
To put up your
like,
thoughts.
Like to put up your inner thoughts. Not like all, that's what it was
not
for.
All your
it
thoughts.
Had yeah. no limits. Like y'all just, the Twitter, Twitter police just made it limits on how to express yourself. That's what it was there for.
You
to,
ain't
for
never seen a post. Themselves. Y'all ain't never seen a post or a tweet and been like, that motherfucker shouldn't have put that up.
Exactly.
Fact.
All the time.
You could have kept that to yourself, right?
I mean, granted, it's a lot of that, but who are we to decide how people should express themselves? Y'all talking about people expressing themselves, so now you're going to limit how a nigga express themselves? Like, oh, they can't express themselves this way because it's too much for us now?
It's a right and a wrong, though.
How is, no, it's not a right and a wrong.
If me expressing myself is like, shit, I'm stressed out right now, I'm about to go spray some shit.
You can spray in the air. It's ways to do that. You can take your ass to the gun range. You don't want to spray in the air. It's ways to do that. No, what I'm saying, it's ways to do that.
So the question, what I'm saying is, y'all don't think that certain thoughts are better left in people's brain.
I agree to that. Yes,
so then don't put it on the virtual brain.
You can do what I'm you just want saying. To do.
That's you can do what you want to do.
You got to stand on that shit.
Accountability. Accountability.
Type of way when you open the door to invite people. To judge you.
I agree.
Go back to accountability. Yeah, accountability.
I agree.
What the motherfucker think?
Right.
Yeah. Choose your battles. If you're going to do it. If not, not.
Right.
That thing ain't meant for everybody.
Exactly.
That's why it's a such thing as a fucking diary.
Yeah.
Big fact. This ain't meant for every motherfucking body, what I'm thinking right now.
You're right.
Big fact.
It ain't meant for everybody to put this shit on social media.
That's yeah.
That's a fact, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Social media became niggas' diaries and shit.
We is not
yeah.
supposed to know.
But you can't.
We not supposed to know everything. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to know. Right. I want to know everything about nobody. Me yeah. personally, I don't want to know yeah. everything. Like some of that shit is for you yeah. and certain other people around.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit off on Twitter though. I would get my shit off.
You different.
Yeah, you different.
Yeah, you different.
You different. You different.
The homie.
I just got that page back. I'm excited. I'm getting that shit off.
Get out
then, like I just said, it's just what you want to invite out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. What you willing to invite in?
Yeah,
you put that shit out.
Yeah, I can't be mad when I get
what that shit out there. Exactly. They screenshot that shit right then.
Mm-hmm. It's permanent.
Look at this nigga.
Permanent.
As soon as they go up, boy, they got some motherfucker.
Sure, but what you tweeting, you won't be out there forever, I guess.
Huh?
I said, just make sure what you're tweeting worth being out there forever. It's gonna be
everything you put on social media.
Yeah,
screenshot that shit, boy.
As soon as they go up.
But it's, that motherfucker got the invisible eye blink button.
Motherfucker
screenshot so fast. You just blink. And motherfucker screenshot your shit. The fast. You put a, fuck around, put the messages up and delete that bitch in 10 seconds. Somebody got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But somebody got that motherfucker.
Because niggas be knowing the shit you post like this and shit, they'll delete.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna think about this and delete
niggas,
this.
Niggas got your notifications on. Every time you tweet, they get a notification.
Bink.
Damn. It's crazy. We got to take accountability for your tweets and your grams and your stories and your posts and all that shit. What's on your mind, sad boys? What's on your mind, parlay?
Social media came up, right? Y'all feel like the gender roles kind of reversed, like niggas acting more feminine and females acting more masculine now?
Nah, you nigga been acting like that. This shit, so you need to make shit.
He's trying to start some shit. He's trying to start some shit.
Back.
This shit ain't nothing new.
Yeah,
definitely.
Social media just made them put them thoughts out there to the public.
We're not supposed to know what this many niggas be thinking about, though, bro. Us as humans, we can't process that shit. Like, why do I know what all these niggas is really thinking?
I agree. Social media did create an information overload, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You can say whatever on the motherfucking social media shit.
Yeah.
That's my own life, for real.
Niggas get on social media and get to live out their wildest fantasies. They get to be whoever they wanted to be. Niggas be a bitch ass nigga in real life, but they'll be goddamn Wild West Tommy Gun on the internet.
Oh boy, you talking about all the rappers.
Oh shit.
Everybody, not just rapper, that shit everybody. That shit everybody, even kids, bro. Yeah. Y'all see even little white kids and shit. Like, they tough as hell.
On the internet.
Some of these niggas will be trying to live up to that shit though in real life.
And that's where they get.
Real.
Man, they ain't getting punched out for real, man.
I ain't gonna lie,
they don't even punch no more. Ain't nobody fighting no more.
Punched out.
Ain't no fights no more.
Yeah, that's the problem.
hide behind the keyboard. A lot of people hide behind the keyboard. But I agree, though. I don't think everybody, I don't want to know everybody's thoughts and shit. So that's just me. Maybe everybody else did, but some people be putting too much up. Be too much. Not to even do this every episode, but even some of that Kanye shit, I'm like, bro, you can keep some of that shit.
Kanye don't care, though.
He don't.
It's a different way everybody. He taking pure accountability for his tweets.
That is.
Big facts.
He not unstanding on his shit. He's standing on everything.
Right, and it don't affect him what people think.
Yeah. I said that shit.
Yeah.
That was me. My page is not
he want niggas to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He ain't trying to. Like, I'm just putting this shit. I want niggas to know what I'm saying and I'm standing on. Yeah. How can you not respect that?
That real nigga shit.
That real nigga shit.
That real nigga shit.
This is Kanye hater, bro.
No, Kanye hater. I just don't want to know. Like some of that shit he be.
He wants some help.
He needs some help.
Is he wrong for what
he's
going to
Pete
right now?
No. He
fuck Ski. Y'all think ain't shit wrong with Kanye?
Yeah, ain't no wrong with Kanye.
He yourself. No, after the documentary, I get it. After I watched the documentary, I completely get it. Before that, I was a little bit. No, I get it.
Ain't nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
He know what he be doing.
Yeah, he got plenty of sense.
Okay, yeah, like a motherfucker. That nigga a genius.
Yeah.
Do that shit on purpose.
Kim know he throwed off. He told Kim he was going to do all of this.
What you
she
mean?
She watched him do it to other people. It was
like, he told her, you leave me, I'm going to make everybody go through hell. So she probably at the house laughing, like, this nigga said he was going to do this stupid ass shit.
She said, nigga, too, huh?
Hold on.
Yeah, he going to shake back.
No, he good.
They got to get that right one.
Right what?
Song?
Right, bitch.
All the right ones, yeah.
Make him forget about it.
Yeah.
He keep
getting it about her though or the kids?
He gotta get another.
Is it about her or the kids?
This is crazy, huh?
You think it's about her or the kids?
Her.
You think it's her?
Yeah. Them kids ain't going nowhere. Them his kids.
His kids. Nobody.
Let him tell her he can't see him and all this shit. That's what he's saying.
I'm saying the nigga going through. He's fur kid. You know, when you have fur, your fur kid. You don't want no nigga around your kid.
Oh, for sure. We just said that. No, we just said that. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's simple. That's simple. I don't like this nigga being around. I don't like this nigga. I don't want to be around my kids. Fuck it.
Facts.
It's
facts.
It's all it is.
It's all it is.
She should honor that. Because they y'all kids.
She don't. She doing everything right. But honoring that shit.
Yeah, you got to honor that. You're not the only parent. You got to know how to co-parent. A lot of people do not know how to co-parent or just don't want to.
But you shouldn't bring no nigga around no nigga kids and shit.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you keep saying, man, I don't like that shit.
Especially when y'all still married and shit.
They ain't.
They married no more.
One nigga
divorced.
I don't think it's official.
No, it's official. Like a what's
it's official.
She officially single.
She's single.
Not.
And this was driving Kanye the full crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think he wanna like that.
She is.
He keep getting all these bitches that look like her. Shit, he might
be. Maybe that's his type, Pete.
Nah, he get them hoes to dress like her, like they Barbies. Man, yeah, put this shit on.
She dress like Kanye. You mean dress like her?
He won't. He won't.
Nigga, if she, didn't have,
he definitely
won't. He didn't know what nigga was. Kanye wouldn't be doing none of this shit.
I think so, nigga. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
If it was down, I think if it was down up under the rug and all that shit, he wouldn't give a fuck. He just feel like. Oh, I can't say how no nigga feel, but I would feel like, damn, you just
trying me public.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
nigga trying me public.
Can't say how he feel, but it's my word ain't law no more. That's how he feel.
Bitch.
No, I'm saying like shit. Nigga, we was all wearing boots and shit when I was around that motherfucker. My kids, everything out there, military. Now my word ain't lost. She missing planes and doing all this. Like, the fuck going on? Like, you playing with me. That's how you feel.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how I would feel.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Maybe it's a retaliation of how he's been treating her. He started, you had girls everywhere with you. And
he was like the first one that went outside of the publicly.
All Birkin bags and all friends. And
you did do that.
You know I don't care nobody else.
I mean,
Here you go. You know I don't care nothing about these hoes.
Were they around the kids?
Yeah, was they around the kids though? Yeah, was they around
the kids?
But was they around his kids though?
You don't use your kids to get to your.
But Ski said, I mean, y'all got me calling this man Ski. He said he ain't been around the kids.
That couldn't be true.
He said he ain't been around the kids.
Oh, and now that different.
Who said he haven't?
Who said that?
He said
he in the house. Ain't he in the house?
That nigga lying.
He said I'm in the bed with your wife. He didn't say I'm in the house.
Oh, that shit. How you know? In the kids' house. What's going on downstairs?
It didn't have to be in their house.
Yeah.
It could have been in his place.
Oh, yeah. It could be something.
He said I'm in the bed. He didn't say I'm at y'all's house. He said I'm in the bed.
This nigga playing mind games too.
No, but I'm saying.
Everybody don't bring
that shit. She got all that money. They be with the nannies.
Yeah,
all that money.
Don't make it seem like it. Yeah, don't make it seem like it.
Yeah, he ain't around them kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nigga say I'm in the hotel.
He tripping back right. TikTok. That's something he
looks at. Yeah, I'm in the hotel.
Right.
He
right for that TikTok shit though.
Yeah, if you don't want your daughter on social,
yeah, I agree with him on that.
If he, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he put daughter on TikTok.
He put on TikTok.
That nigga right about all that shit.
He ain't want her on TikTok, but Kim let her do it. And it paid.
Yeah. They don't need money that bad.
Everybody
need
money.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't say people don't need money.
And it's her own money. It's like her making her own bread.
I've been a part of the TikTok credit program. That shit do not pay like that.
You not a Kardashian.
They millions.
Yeah, you
nigga, what the fuck?
Nigga,
what? You not a Kardashian.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna stop.
YouTube don't pay like this.
It don't.
But they pay YB them like this.
Oh, God.
That's YB.
That's Kardashian.
Northwest.
You know how much money they got just off the first
I don't think Kanye
month?
Wrong for none of that shit.
I don't think he wrong.
He ain't wrong.
Me neither, because at the end of the day, you can't tell me how far to go. When you don't try to run me crazy, you can't tell me how far to go crazy.
They're right. Yeah. You can't stop.
You can't tell me how far to go. Like, okay, now that's enough.
Man, them folks knew what they was getting into, man.
Huh?
Both of them folks knew what they was getting into. He knew what type of woman she was.
We
she
had
knew
a pack, though, Quinn.
They had a pack. Who broke it?
He had a pack.
Who broke it?
I don't know.
Right.
They broke it.
Don't matter, but you know, I got a slight glitch, though, and you've been working with it. Work with it.
That's right.
Here you go.
I feel it.
You know what? That's the largest side of it. God damn. Just because I'm tripping, I'm flipping out this year, bitch, we going to get back, right? I'm going to snap back.
Right.
And what she, about, she with that man through a lot, though. They didn't even try to be the president and everything. That shit kind of embarrassing.
How is that embarrassing?
Nigga touching his toes.
He
been
doing some
real embarrassing shit.
That is embarrassing, bro.
I don't know money, you guys. You still be a goddamn
Man, he was sitting there talking about
their personal family shit. I'm embarrassed when I'm just showing you I can do anything.
Right. No, he was talking about their personal family shit and his presidential
speech. That's what I'm talking about, that tweet.
Like, he was doing a lot of shit.
When he did that,
he was doing a lot of
shit. What that abortion shit?
Yeah, that abortion shit. He was saying, like, yeah, they thought about
they didn't want to have North and
said, yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of crazy.
But it was just too much.
That man speaking true.
Right.
To who? We don't need to hear
but
that.
But that's the fact that the baby daughter got to go out and see that shit.
Hey, man, how many young niggas, they mama don't talk, but you know, I wasn't supposed to have you.
Right. Oh, God, that's a fact, too. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
So you accept all the other bullshit he say, but you don't want to accept this?
That's what I'm saying. He put it out there for the world. He didn't just tell
me. How y'all going to tell me how crazy to be?
You said
I'm crazy. Y'all say I'm crazy. How y'all going to tell me how crazy to be and keep on picking out little shit?
Yeah, you knew this. Exactly. I agree with that.
Yeah, nigga, I'm though.
Right.
No, I support
you. She knew it. I feel you on that. She already knew it.
Yeah, they both knew it.
Yeah, he knew what she was. He knew that she would do some shit like the shit she doing now.
Man, she got time.
But get what? Watching that.
What is she? You serious?
Watching that. Watching that genius. Ain't that his name? What?
Genius.
Donda was that boy power, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Watching that shit, that show you like, damn. Mm. It make you all over again, like make me feel like, damn, why that man had to, why that had to happen to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the way it happened, yeah.
Nigga had a different look in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. But the thing about it, you coming to my life as my queen, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Homie Jimmy, now he done told her all this. Like, look, yep. I'm really fucked up, for real.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how I snap out of that the next day, and be fucked up,
mm-hmm.
I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
You think he just done went too far and she ran that?
They should be wanting them babies from these black boys anyway. That's just bottom line. I remember her scene with Scottie Pippen's wife long time ago before she was even dating Kanye, and that was the topic of the conversation was get with him and have babies by him. That's what the whole conversation was about.
Damn.
They sure to go to live in Calabasas. They sure to go to the best schools in the world. Like, the child support gonna be outrageous. Why would she?
You think you're gonna put him on child support?
Why would she?
Put her ass on child support.
Why, he ain't having too much. He already done paid that off.
That money got somewhere for them goddamn four children.
Kim got it. Kim is a millionaire. A lot of women had it and still want it.
It doesn't matter. He's still gonna have to pay.
We talking about the courts. We ain't talking about how we feel. We talking about the courts.
I don't think they're gonna go on child support.
They'll have a settlement. Yeah.
Just put it in.
They'll put a number on it.
How much she would get if she never had no kids?
But
he's just not gonna
leave him out there. He gonna take care of his kids.
No, they gonna put a number on it a month that he gonna.
Oh, you gonna say me mad? Court mandate.
Don't tell me. How y'all know?
I don't know.
How y'all know all this?
Huh?
It's just right. My fault.
Don't the rich actors and actresses, they still be putting each other on child support?
Yeah, the court don't decide. They just go and have a settlement. And
but this nigga trying to take care of his kids. That's what he crying about, his kids.
Niggas trying to take care of their kids.
What you got to put me on child support for?
They going to make you pay and still be like.
They still do that. You know that even in Georgia. It's a lot of niggas trying to see their kids and take care of their kids.
They going to make him pay. He still ain't going to be able to sue.
Yeah. His ain't his name, though.
Bro, he is seeing them kids. Y'all
no, I'm just saying, like,
go through
that
shit.
That
man seeing them kids.
The shit.
Why he couldn't come to the birthday party?
No,
he was at the birthday party.
He had already set his mind on what he was doing with his life.
Yeah, I feel him on that.
You know what I'm saying? That same shit we talking about with that trust shit. He had to put trust that's going to be there.
But he knew, though, man.
He ain't know how he knew.
He knew.
But I'm putting goddamn four kids in you and stuff, but I don't know.
He had
12 years, but I don't know.
So what about knowing had an idea? Y'all just said.
But that was saying, y'all just said
no clean slate.
But y'all just said clean slate. She might have earned it.
But you got to understand.
You got to think. He probably didn't have no clean slate when he first came in. She probably earned it.
Okay.
That would make a nigga feel like.
I'm with you.
You know what's up.
He came in bucking on the Ray J shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All that shit was going on. And so he knew about all this.
He knew what was going on.
Bro, that don't mean nothing because that happened.
What that mean? He marketed her as like, yeah, she did all this shit, but I'm accepting her type shit.
That's what I'm saying. And he was. Right. So if I done did all this, I'm going to feel cross that we this shit don't, that's not forever.
But how many times you think they might have fucked up with each other that they got to this point?
What you mean? Oh, yeah, probably a million.
Went through this so many times, I'm just sick of your ass.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's not the first time.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
Probably a million times.
You gotta get fed up sometimes.
Probably a million times, but every time he, every he time they get it back
you
together.
You don't have a real relationship. Yeah. Your mama with everything in his life. And he put all this trust in you. You don't turn on his ass.
But how is it that she got to be the one to turn? This nigga decided to run for president.
She was in that kissing buddy and shit.
Bitch, sir, shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you. Yeah, you go get fucked. Whatever you do, bitch, don't do all that.
But all what? He was doing the same shit. All what?
All that. Bitch, you got my kids.
Thank you. That's the whole
thing.
I got an excuse.
That's
a big part of it. I got an excuse.
A big part of it.
What type of mama are you being?
Right, right.
No,
right.
The kids is with the fucking babysitter, bro.
No excuse.
What? Like, what
it
are y'all matter, saying?
But North shouldn't see this.
Right.
See what? You out here buying bitches and they all they homegirls Birkins and shit.
Yes, she is.
Well, she shouldn't be on social media. That's why all these issues are.
That's why he don't want her on social media.
I can tell y'all.
What are you
saying?
But before I bought them purses.
Be on that shit.
Yeah. But nah,
he started it though. Nah, he started it.
But before I started off, that. Yeah. I just sung and said, I want my family back.
Nah.
That man was still begging before he started.
Who was the first one
he
that put out?
He was begging while he still had a little bitch on his arms at the show with him and shit. He was public out with another girl and begging for his wife at the same time. What's she supposed to say?
I'm just saying, not even with them, but in general.
Ride it all the way.
Yeah, y'all confirmed this earlier. You kind of know what you're getting into. Y'all just said it.
I think she's just having a good time. He gonna get it.
They know what they're getting into. Everybody know what they're getting into. They have an idea.
I think she just having fun. He gonna get her back and ain't gonna want her for real then. Like,
Yeah. I can see that happening.
I just want to get you back.
Just let you know I can get my bitch back.
And then
you're not gonna leave me. I'm gonna leave you.
That's how it be.
That what he just feel.
She really
like,
gonna put that nigga on child support.
Man, he ain't gonna be some bullshit.
Definitely accountability. My nigga Ye, he take all accountability for his actions.
We got us a little.
So how he not real? Just because I'm real crazy don't mean I ain't real.
Just because you don't like what I said don't mean it's not true.
Kanye ain't real nigga, man.
Facts.
Facts, period.
You give it to him.
He do some shit. Everybody have flaw. He just, everything you see that this man do is public. I'm Kanye West.
Facts.
So y'all going to take the shit that I do, that's the bullshit, and magnify that. And put that other shit in the box. Like, okay, you supposed to do that.
The nigga gangster too in the way, let me tell you this. The man got on stage, took the trophy, saying, man, supposed to be going to Beyonce. That was gangster.
He ain't got no filter. No.
That wasn't gangster. No, he was doing it to a young lady. That wasn't gangster. But it wasn't gangster. That was not gangster. He didn't go and take the mic. No. He didn't take the mic from Snoop Dogg or nobody. He took the mic from Taylor fucking Swift.
No.
He let you know right is right, wrong is wrong.
Right. Yeah, that's what he was trying to show y'all.
Yeah, right is right.
Okay, cool. We know Taylor Swift. I'm not saying he was right or wrong for taking the mic. Right. Now he probably could have handled it differently.
I'm saying that wasn't
said on his blog. I ain't saying that's gangster either. But what he was trying to show them folk, like y'all just raw B.
Yeah,
that's
a black woman.
He stood up.
Y'all trying to make this shit dick.
He stood up.
Make it gangster.
Won't Taylor well, yeah.
They don't make it gangster.
I think what kind of make it gangster is where he was at.
Right.
Like he was definitely the minority in that motherfucker. Like,
yeah. I get y'all that. I guess he gangster.
It ain't like no disrespect. It ain't like this no little mama shit. Little mama shit is kind of
Was gangster for real.
You think that was gangster?
Little mama was more of a moment than that.
Them niggas, the mama better not try that shit no more.
Whoever
Jay-Z security was that let that girl get up there, they gone.
They gone, yeah.
They gone. Like, but
let a nigga try to get up there again.
Okay.
They're going to treat like
Bow Wow. No, bro. They're going to damn near hurt you. They're going to hurt you. You run on that stage like all the heckler shit he need to be doing, bro. You going to get hurt, bro. Right. You supposed to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, why you running, jumping up here running to me, bro? The fuck wrong with you?
Nigga know who the heckler dog. Nigga know who do that shit
to. Man, them nigga try anybody like that, bro. I'm telling them different countries and shit. Cloud chase. I done seen it, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas run up there just on some, like, you know when you become the pop star with just you up there.
Yeah.
Nigga run up there trying to give you a hug.
Yeah, they different.
That's what they doing. That was saying, that what a heckler do. Niggas ain't jumping up there on no bullshit.
Nigga love you. Nigga trying to run gear.
But still, bro, don't do that. Because you could be acting like you want to hug and want to slam me or some shit.
I don't have info, too.
Like, nigga acting like he's showing love and then do some sucker shit.
Yeah.
No, get back, bro. This ain't for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got a meet and greet tomorrow. Hit me there.
Yeah, you ain't finna run up on no stage, nigga. Because the nigga get right there and get close to you. He can do whatever he want to do to you. Exactly. Embarrass you. Huh?
I'm just saying,
but you got his love. But I'm stopping in the track. Stop.
Stop that right now.
Don't you pass go.
You don't see a nigga coming because they be blindsiding and getting near close and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there it is.
Y'all get him. He trippy. Y'all hurry up and get this nigga.
Hey, we appreciate.
Where buddy come from?
What we call it, the fam?
Yeah, the fam.
We appreciate the fam pulling up for Big Facts Fridays. Y'all check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.